out of this. So here are 10 dudes from the Dallas Mavericks that I wanted to name to maybe help you with your conversations at work today. So here they are. Here's 10. Kyle Collinsworth. Dan Dickow. Evan Eschmeyer. Steve Alford. Pat Sleepy Cummings. Bernard James. Michael Kidd-Gilchrist. Remember him?
Oh, wow.
Antoine Rigaudeau. Wang Zhuzhu. And who can forget Kostas Antetokounmpo.
Most definitely.
Now, 10 dudes who skated for the Dallas Stars that might help you with your campfire tonight. Donald Audette. Little Alan Bester in goal. Gerald Diddick. Scott Glennie. Jaromir Jagr was a Dallas Star. Remember that?
Not long. 10 games.
Valerie Kamensky. Bad trade. Big game Dan Kesmer. Willie Mitchell. Didn't really work out. Lyle Odelein. And how about Kirk Muller?
Finally,
since they won a World Series recently, we'll let the Texas Rangers kind of bring up the rear here. Here are 10 Texas Rangers. Ross Detweiler.
Lost Detweiler.
John Karanka. Mike Karp. What about Michael Choice?
Arlington Zone, yeah.
Taylor Teagarden.
Carrollton Zone.
Ricky Lede. Ian Desmond was a Texas Ranger.
All-star.
I think that's 7. Julio Borbón. Luis Alicea. And finally, by popular demand, Frank Catalinato. This Ticket Ticker is certainly brought to you by somebody, and I don't know right now, but I'm Bob Sturm, and I hope you're enjoying Ticket White Elephant Christmas.
This is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket, broadcasting live from the TXU Energy Mothership, KTCK AM Dallas Fort Worth, KTCK FM Flower Mound, a Cumulus Media station.
It's not our usual lineup, so expect the unexpected all day today during the Reliant Air Conditioning White Elephant Day. Brought to you by Advanced Hair Restoration, the Diamond Factory. And Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Just about 1 o'clock here on Ticket White Elephant Day. You're listening to the original Kings of Comedy, better known as Middays, here on this holiday edition of White Elephant. Sean Bass, Junes Miller, Bob Sturm, Matt McLaren, Baldy. We got Travis, we got Tyler. We're just hanging out, having a great time. Coming up in a little bit, what do we have on the docket, folks?
We have Baldy and then Carman.
Oh, yes. A 30-year-old music phenomenon, which we'll get to in a bit. But right now, we believe we have a special guest. I don't see him, though.
Yeah, so last week, as I was filling in for the Musers along with Elf and Sod, we had an E-break that featured EA during Why Today Doesn't Suck. And that is where...
An EA break. As some people might say.
Absolutely. And Why Today Doesn't Suck is rife with E-breaks because it's fast-paced.
Dude.
And sometimes you mispronounce something, and this happens.
Yeah, 15 minutes a game in the playoffs for Mr. Haywood there.
Averaging, 2.1 points?
Averaging,
how many minutes did you play, Travis?
He
averaged 3 points
evaluating.
A game.
Right.
He averaged 3 points a game.
Those 3 points, if you didn't have those 3 points, we might have not have won the finals. Who knows?
You're right.
Yeah. Might have not have.
How about Ivan Rodriguez? 53.
Ivan?
Yeah.
No.
It's Pudge, I know.
Oh, it's also not Ivan.
It's also not Ivan.
Ivan the Great.
You're not Russian. I think it's going to be interesting to see if EA has started his race too fast and if he has the endurance.
Hold on.
To.
Yeah, I think he sprinted out of the block.
How long have you
in
been?
A marathon.
How long have you been in DFW?
I've always heard Pudge, so I don't.
This dude went to the Hall of Fame.
But I know him as Pudge. I never called him Yvonne.
Ivan.
Ivan Rodriguez. That's incredible.
Jimmy Rollins is 46.
Not Jimmy.
And he quickly tries to move on and keep going to other baseball birthdays. And he was the winner of the E-break. But I was contacted afterwards by a gentleman who was very upset because everybody was clowning on EA for not recognizing that it was Ivan and not Ivan. Hmm. Well, joining us now is Ivan Rodriguez, who is here to prove us all wrong. Ivan, why don't you come sit down over here and
go ahead and...
Oh, wow, what a treat.
Da, dobre otra American white elephants. I am pleased you have allowed me on radio program to correct mistake. I did play in MLB. Very offended by lack of recognition. The one they call Fish? You are big seaman head man, yes?
Well...
Apparently not if you do not know Ivan Rodriguez. Bob.
Yeah.
You are the Sterminatrix, not Gaia next gulag over. I expect better from leader of many sportsmen on X, formerly known as Twitter.
You know, you really don't sound like much of a Rodriguez.
Of course not. Rodriguez is not real name. His name given by KGB to better infiltrate Texas and American baseball.
Okay.
Rodriguez, better than birth name of Ivan Lennon. And yes, before you say anything, I am distant cousin of that Lennon.
Well, that is quite a family tree you have going there, Ivan.
I know it's hard being related to someone as famous and controversial as him, but he changed the world for better in many ways, especially with politics. And I know many people do not agree, but I don't care. You will always be greatest Beatle in my eyes.
Okay. All right. I think we all thought you were talking about someone else. Let's go back to that KGB thing for a minute. Why would the KGB need to change your name?
Well, for a secret mission, of course, I was sent to destabilize Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex by way of sports teams, part of huge operation across America.
How exactly are you going to destabilize our Metroplex, which is a bunch of cities?
First objective, find way to lower trust in local sports teams. Do stuff like convince Cuban to blow up championship roster or shine laser in Nelson Cruz's eyes so he misses fly ball. Oh. Funny thing is I didn't need to do anything for the Cowboys. That was all Jerry Jones. Anyway, nothing to unify them. American people turn on each other like packs of rabid clownfish.
No, I don't think clownfish get rabies.
Oh, trust me, man, they call Junior but as old. You do not know fear until that little bastard from Finding Nemo is foaming at mouth and swimming at a reasonable speed towards you.
Wow, that is quite a convoluted plan, but I don't think it really worked all that well.
Of course it did not work. We called off mission before it could be completed. KGB decided no need since Americans much better at destabilizing themselves. It's quite amazing, but I stayed in America for a while and played in MLB as catcher.
What team did you play for?
The Reds, of course. What kind of stupid question is that from silly American? Played there for 6 3/8 seasons before returning to the motherland, where I became second greatest baseball player in Russian league history after a lengthy career.
So second best, who's on top?
Another silly question from dumb American elephant, great Vladimir Putin, undisputed goat of Russian baseball, true seven-tool player.
I mean, 7-2.
Yes, this man once went 6-for-6, hit for cycle, and throw perfect game, all in same game. And I know because I caught that game myself. I went a very modest 4-for-6 at the plate with 2 dingers. Not a bad night at the plate at all.
Yeah, I don't think I believe that Putin did all of that, let alone in one game.
Well, he is a good droog of mine, so.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow. Sorry.
Wow. Yeah, we're very sorry to have not known about all yours and Putin's incredible accomplishments. We just thought it was EA messing up birthdays.
Well, you know, not too far off was EA. My birthday, November 22nd. I always stay in Dallas, near Dealey Plaza, actually, to celebrate birthday. But, you know, in Motherland, we have saying about people like him. People with 2 letters for name will steal all your vodka. Now, it's not very poetic, but I think it gets the point across.
Okay. All right. I think we got it. So we'll keep an eye on him. We wouldn't want that to happen.
Ah, you should. I'd tell him that myself. I cannot understand words that leave his mouth. We have phrase in Russian to describe his way of speaking. It's, Vodopadnaya Legushka. Don't know if there's exact English translation, but I think closest thing would be at Waterfall Frog, perhaps.
No, you know what? Yes, we know exactly what you mean.
Oh, good. Maybe we are not so different at all, my new American white elephant comrades. Hey, what do you think is deal with 49ers this season? They go back to the NFC Championship game.
We don't have time to talk about that right now. Thanks for joining us, though. There he goes.
Thank you, Ivan. What a country.
Ivan, no, I didn't get to ask.
I wanted to ask him a question.
Oh, yeah, you missed out. He was fascinating.
Ivan Rodriguez, what a pleasure. That was awesome. All right, up next, let us talk about a Metroplex record for the largest concert next. The Cowboys look competent and, unfortunately, just makes you mad.
Then why did it take this long?
Don't look now.
The Cowboys have won two in a row after beating the Giants inside Jerry World.
I don't know if they have a running back on this roster, but if they do, it's Rico Dowdle.
Rico Dowdle didn't dawdle.
Dowdle, he's not shifty, he's not fast, but he's determined and he runs downhill.
He runs like every carry is the most important carry he's ever had, and that's a huge thing about the NFL.
The start of the holiday season just makes our hot Cowboys opinions hotter. On Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Here we are, early December. It's finally getting cooler outdoors. It feels like fall, and we have winter ahead in North Texas. Now, your air conditioning unit has been working super hard for most of the year, but right now you got to focus on the heating side of things at your home. That's where Total Air and Heat come in. You might be having family over for the holidays. You want to make sure they're cozy inside your abode. Just go to TotalAir.com, set up a tip-top fall furnace tune-up right now so your home will remain warm as the temps continue to drop. In fact, I had an Eagle Eye Tech out to my house earlier this year. They're absolute experts in everything HVAC, on time, which is absolutely huge. They're completely thorough. They do not cut corners whatsoever. Transparent with pricing, so there's no surprises once that work is complete. I bet you're like me and don't have the first clue about how things work inside your furnace, but Total Air, they've got everything on lockdown. They do a thorough safety check, including a high-resolution, deep internal furnace scan, checking for carbon monoxide leaks, cleaning out the flame sensor, and countless other things because, again, they do not cut corners whatsoever. Total Air, they've been based out of Plano since the late 1950s, but serve the entire Metroplex. Family-owned, P1-owned, they keep their customers top of mind. There's a reason they've been your next-door neighbor for over 65 years. Again, schedule that tip-top fall furnace tune-up right now by going to Total Air.
Hear that? That's the sound of saving money with EasyPass. Free transponders plus lower tolls make EasyPass the perfect holiday gift. Visit driveezmd.com to get yours today.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. What comes to mind when you hear the word gratitude? Maybe it's a daily practice, or maybe it feels hard to be grateful right now. Don't forget to give yourself some thanks by investing in your well-being. BetterHelp is the largest online therapy provider in the world, connecting you to qualified professionals via phone, video, or message chat. Let the gratitude flow. Visit BetterHelp, HELP.com/allstar today to get 10% off your first month.
Hey, it's Joe Montana. I'm here to spread the word about pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease, or IPD. If you're 50 or older, you're at increased risk, and vaccination is now CDC recommended. So what's the game plan? A strong defense. Pneumococcal pneumonia and IPD can be serious. So don't wait to help protect yourself. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist about vaccination and schedule today at VaxAssist.com. That's VaxAssist.com.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? So you've got an oil change coming up. You can go farther and save on full synthetic with our oil change special. Right now, you can get 5 quarts of Valvoline Advanced Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for just $33.99. Get the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy 3 times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need Big Lou, a term provider. If you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Remember, Big Lou's like you, except he's only on number two. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, visit BigLou.com. That's BigLou.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of saving money with EasyPass. Free transponders plus lower tolls make EasyPass the perfect holiday gift. Visit driveezmd.com to get yours today.
What
What would you do if your online store converted 36% more shoppers? You could take 36% more vacation.
Another pina colada?
Yes, please.
Open a new retail location with 36% more square feet.
Fantastic.
Hire 36% more help.
You're hired and you're hired.
Shopify has the world's best converting checkout, up to 36% better than other e-commerce platforms. What you do with those extra sales is up to you. Switch to Shopify today at shopify.com/Westwood1 and get a $1 trial. Shopify.com/Westwood1.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first time Nana moments.
Now welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls trip moments. Your can't miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or diabetes, you're at higher risk of being hospitalized from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Cumulus Podcast Network presents Useful Idiots, an informed and irreverent podcast with journalist Aaron Mate and podcast writer Katie Halper. Join Matt and Katie as they examine important news stories that have slipped through the cracks. Enjoy wherever you listen.
Ever wonder why your business doesn't show up on online search maps, but your competitors do? It's hundreds of things. Things that Cumulus Boost can identify and fix. And that's how we boost your findability. CumulusBoost.com. C-U-M-U-L-U-S Boost.com.
Driving in Maryland? Did you know an EasyPass from DriveEasyMD.com can save you time and money? Of course you did, because you are a thrifty driver. An antenna reads your EasyPass transponder and automatically deducts the toll from your EasyPass account. Learn more at DriveEasyMD.com.
Cumulus Podcast Network presents the Believe family of podcasts covering the latest sports across all professional sports leagues and major college sports teams with current or former players hosting. Just search for BLEAV podcasts to find your favorite wherever you listen.
Are you exhausted by our political divisions?
The climate that we're operating under has everyone on the defensive.
A lot of people wouldn't even think we should be here talking to each other, but I'm sorry, I disagree.
One small step brings two people with different beliefs together, not to debate politics, but to talk about their lives. Join us at takeonesmallstep.org, because even if we don't see eye to eye, we can still talk heart to heart.
Cumulus Podcast Network presents Inside of You with host Michael Rosenbaum, the bald dude from the show Smallville. Each week, Michael speaks with his friends, some of Hollywood's biggest names, and discovers they're not that different from us. Enjoy wherever you listen.
Oh, look, it's me and my natural habitat. This obscure sports ticker brought to you by City Credit Union, make the difference one member at a time, and Depot and Brewing Company's Dallas Blonde. In the world of cricket, the Africa Continental Cup well underway. Nigeria taking down Rwanda by 6 wickets with 2 balls remaining. Naturally using the DLS method, Uganda dominating Botswana, winning their first match by a resounding 78 runs. It's a big weekend in the world of rugby as the group stage of the European Rugby Champions Cup will get underway. The first game's on Friday. Bath with a clean slate as they go up against French powerhouse La Rochelle at 2 Central Time. And tonight on ESPN 8, the Ocho, it's the World Collegiate Underwater Basket Weaving Finals. After 8 months of grueling competition, the Oxford Scholars and Collin College Frisco Campus Cougars will go mano a mano for the most prestigious title in sports, that first stitch at 7 o'clock. Ticker also a service of Trajan Wealth. Call Trajan Wealth, your local trusted financial fiduciary, 469-579-3500 or TrajanWealth.com. That is the Ticket Ticker. I'm Ryan Baldwin. Let's have more White Elephant Day on Sports Radio 96.7 1310 The Ticket.
Scatter shooting while wondering who came up with this lineup for Reliant Air Conditioning White Elephant Day. Oh, it was you. Brought to you by Advanced Hair Restoration, the Diamond Factory, and Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket.
All right, 116, it is Ticket White Elephant Day. It is Bob. It is Junes. It is Matt. It is Sean. It is Baldy. It is Ivan. It is Travis. We have Tyler with us.
Still excited to be here, comrade.
Very convincing. We would like to thank Media from Scratch for the wonderful lunch. The tamales, the chimichangas, the queso, the guac. And I saw that guac, and I'm like...
You had never had it before, had you?
What an amazing food item I wasn't aware of.
I just introduced Bob to guacamole.
Locations at Grapevine, Flower Mound, and Plano, guys. So there you go. All right. So this came up recently. What's the best way to describe my upbringing? I was in church almost immediately in my life, and that's not a brag. But I was raised in a religious family. I remain a member of a religious family, and all the trappings, including private school and church camp and all those things, and heck, a Christian college. So all the things along the way. I fit right in the Bible Belt, I would say, based on my entire life. And it's obviously something very important to me. And at the same time, there are a few times, maybe I would compare this to yesterday's discussion about the Yell Leaders. I enjoy Texas A&M, but if somebody said, we're going to get rid of the Yell Leaders, I'm fine with that. So there are things I will protect, and there are other things that I, you know, won't protect super diligently. And one who was kind of in his prime while I was being raised was a Christian music artist named Carmen. And if you know anything about Christian music, you know who Carmen is. And Carmen left this planet about 3 or 4 years ago. He was 65. He had made millions and millions and millions of dollars and sold millions and millions and millions of records. And I believe was only in Christian music. I don't believe he was ever like Amy Grant crossing over. And
I think you're right.
And causing controversy because she's gone mainstream.
Well, when you're addicted to Jesus, you know, it's hard to break away from that.
Fair. And Carmen, so I didn't live down here until 1998, but I do remember the hullabaloo when Carmen filled Texas Stadium for what was thought to be the largest Christian music concert ever of 80,000 people or whatever fit into Texas Stadium. It was big news in those parts that, oh my gosh, Texas Stadium, the home of the Cowboys? Do you guys remember that concert at all?
No.
Do you remember it being a thing in the city? I didn't live here, but it was 1994, October of 94.
Cowboys were winning Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Middle school time. You were probably in high school, Matt.
Yeah.
We were on the eastern side of the Metroplex where a lot of our friends were either active in the church or church camps, and it was talked about.
I was hardcore youth group, did the, you know, 2-3 times a week going to church and all the church camps and all that. So
maybe FCA.
I remember seeing you there.
Very familiar with Carmen and some of the acts that came through the 90s as well.
Like what?
DC Talk, Newsboys.
Jars of Clay?
Yeah, Jars of Clay, Sonic Flood.
DC Talk went to Liberty right before I did.
And they were awesome. I mean, I liked them very much, too. I mean, we used to rock that out. I'm thinking Christopher Cross, but there was one that was Christian, not the one that you guys probably know. Stephen Curtis Chapman was huge.
Yeah, in fact, a couple of Christian artists who are big time today have been P1s at times, including one that's a huge P1 right now, Bart Millard. Of Mercy Me.
Mercy Me.
He's Josh Hamilton's
brother.
He's
probably listening right now.
Yeah.
Bart is a great Metroplex Rangers and Cowboys and I think Mavericks fan. Not sure where he stands on the Stars. He's never told me about that. But he's big. Chris Tomlin enjoys the ticket from time to time. So that's kind of cool. Those dudes roll through town. But anyway, Carmen is somebody I wanted to tell you about today because we got into a conversation with him about him recently that at our little get together somebody said, dude, we got to put his video on. and I had not seen this video. In fact, I had avoided Carmen. I have to tell you, even at an earlier age, I sort of turned on certain Christian music that I found to be even too corny for me, which, you know, down with like Russ Taff, but Stryper was a little too corny, but Carmen was Carmen was really too corny, because Carmen, in my opinion, was fairly transparent in taking things that were big in pop culture and then and making it about Jesus and like Rocky. He maybe his biggest thing ever, I think, was called The Champion, which was essentially Jesus and Satan boxing. And
that got sanctioned?
What do you mean?
In Texas,
no, it wasn't a real fight. Oh. It was a figurative fight.
They didn't use like 16-ounce gloves.
But the playlet was, of course, at the end, like Rocky, you know, Jesus taking some shots, but then, you know, a flurry to finish Satan, you know, and obviously it's there's a story there, but it's, to me, we don't need quite the connect the dots of the Rocky narrative to understand faith or whatever. But it, he went for it, and it made him millions and millions and millions of dollars. And so he came back with one I wasn't aware of, which is called Satan Bites the Dust, or Satan Bite the Dust. It's a cowboy thing, and I had never seen the video until a couple months ago, and I just asked you guys to watch the video. May we roll a little Satan Bite the Dust? This is so Carmen, I believe, even called a rapper at times, because he would kind of do that white guy performance.
Yeah, he did a lot
fast
of like,
talking,
yeah,
sort of.
Like more talks.
You really got to see this video.
It's incredible.
Boy, is this the one?
It's either this or Thriller is probably the two greatest.
Every one of you unclean spirits, I'm running you out of town.
Yeah.
Depression, strife, disease, and fear, your posse's going down.
Oh, I can't afford to talk back, man. We send them over the box.
But I know who I am through Jesus Christ, so I talk to you demons like dogs.
So he,
Satan, you coward, you molester of souls.
Here, if we can pause this for a moment. So we're walking into like, you know, we're like walking into a Western town and into, you know, the double doors open.
Like a saloon?
Yeah. And the sheriff is Carmen, but I believe, he is channeling, Jesus, and the bad guy in the cowboy narrative is, of course, Satan. And we got to run him out of town. And that's kind of the theme of the music video here. So it's a very Western motif. Yeah. It's a guy falling off a balcony. It's somebody trying to play the piano as chaos is happening. But yes, it's a different version of, the boxing match. You can roll it again a little bit. We can get a taste of this.
Satan, you coward, you molester of souls, I command you to appear. You're hiding from
the very
devil
went
God,
down to Georgia.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's definitely that. We gotta get to the hook here.
A praying church wants you to know.
No one.
Your kingdom's gonna fall.
There's gonna be trouble here tonight.
Cause I represent a whole new breed of Christian of today. And I'm authorized and deputized to blow you clean away.
It's like a South Park bit.
it really is.
It's like the Weird Al with Christian.
Here, hold on.
Spin your eye, Father Lion Satan.
And I'm like, wow, he really did.
Yeah,
he really was,
man,
probably the corniest thing I had ever seen. And so I'm at, like, he came to Liberty to play a concert, and some people were super excited to see Carmen live. And I'm like, man, I just don't get this. I like, you're looking around like, look, I'm totally in on. I'm totally in on this, and this, but again, like the Yell Leaders, I can, you know, I don't know that this has to be, I don't know that this is part of what I'm into, and so I always had to sort of distance quietly while everyone else seemed to really be enjoying Carmen playing live.
It sounds like you knew better.
Because I
you went to school with a bunch of kids that didn't know any better.
I mean, some were savvy, but I would just say that when we took like pop culture things and just sort of, okay, let's erase bad guy and it's Satan now and he bites the dust. And I get what you're trying to do, but I just, when I saw that video, it brought back decades of thoughts of, I don't know if this quite passes. Because, you know,
it's corny.
But that's the thing is often you, it would be like substituting, okay, well, we have our own movies and we have our own television and we have our own music, and some of it was very good and some of it was like this music video. So I just wanted to see if everyone enjoyed that music video.
Oh, very much. I mean, you get a whole cluster of youth group to chant, Satan, bite the dust!
There's no
it's
way.
It's pretty powerful, man. I'm telling you. You jump in on that. Do you ever have the t-shirts?
Carmen t-shirts?
No, just like the Christian.
Or like God's like, gym.
Yeah, I used to have one. It would say, friends don't let friends go to hell. And then on the back it said, get saved.
I just don't know if that's,
buddy, that was the early 90s.
Yeah.
At school.
And I used to wear it around.
No,
people,
no, there were a lot of shirts that would.
Yeah, we had a few of those.
The God's Gym one was big when I was, when I was coming through. It's just switch one letter.
Yeah. Instead you rip off the Gold's Gym logo, but there it is.
I wonder if they got sued.
I always wondered.
And I wonder how you defend it.
Like, I don't know.
No, we weren't ripping you off using the exact same symbol but taking off one letter.
I think it's wild that somebody I had never heard of until this moment sold out Texas Stadium while I was living here.
That's incredible,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it really is. I'm kind of reading about him. And
He was huge, man.
It's weird that if you're not in a certain circle, huge things can be happening and you have no idea they're happening.
It's also weird that he could have rapper on his Wikipedia description and nobody.
And that's the song that we're giving him that title for?
And nobody would challenge it. I'm sure he had
other hits.
He had other efforts at rap. Yeah.
I would hope so, because if that's what got him the title, man, I think we can all throw
but
that
But a lot
on
of
our,
his stuff was like
resume.
That. It had that kind of talk scene kind of vibe.
Charlie Daniels, rapper.
I see the Resurrection Rap is a potential song we may have
like
to explore coming out of the next break.
Certainly. Yeah.
Yes, we need to.
I would spare everybody, but maybe, maybe. I'm not, I just.
How about some DC Talk?
DC Talk was fine.
In the Light is a great song.
In fact, wasn't at least one of them from
Toby
the Metroplex?
Mack. Was it Toby Mac? Because he got really big when he split off from them.
Yeah.
I think he might be from around here.
But they definitely all went to Liberty. So anyway, shout out to Carmen and that fall of 94, Junior, where you were at Texas Stadium 20 times. He snuck in and out of there, and you didn't even know.
Amazing.
You had a chance.
We didn't have the ticket promo
you
team out there.
Could have got a liner. Could have got a liner from Carmen.
That he even made CelebrityNetWorth.com, the website future billionaires visit every day at the time of his passing, which, by the way, he died from complications in surgery. He was trying to have a hernia repaired.
What?
Oh,
that's what got him.
Complications in surgery. Yeah. That's the worst way to go.
You're lucky, Matt.
But at the time of his passing, he was worth $20 million.
Man, so it's really true when you had to sign those waivers.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Wow. All right. Well, there you go. There's a Carmen story I wanted to tell you.
That was great.
On Ticket White Elephant, was it? All right. There you go. Up next.
Country athlete coworker.
Random thought from the Ticket. Why are they still called podcasts when nobody uses an iPod anymore? Shouldn't they be called phonecasts or smart speaker sodes? Anywho, until somebody smarter than us figures this out, you can find our so-called podcasts in all the normal pod places. Never miss a segment of Cowboy HSOs, Our Football Insiders, or any of those FOMO funny moments. From the station that says, why is it a key fob when there's no key?
Wait, never mind. That'll be the next promo. Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Driving in Maryland? Did you know an easy pass from DriveEasyMD.com can save you time and money? Of course you did, because you are a thrifty driver. An antenna reads your easy pass transponder and automatically deducts the toll from your easy pass account. There, you just saved money with easy pass, all without slowing or receiving a notice in the mail. Well done, thrifty driver, well done. Get your easy pass at DriveEasyMD.com.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or diabetes, you're at higher risk of being hospitalized from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Cumulus Podcast Network presents Talkville. Join co-stars Tom Welling, Clark Kent, and Michael Rosenbaum, Lex Luthor, as they revisit Smallville, the iconic TV series that changed the way you look at Superman, one of America's favorite superheroes. Enjoy wherever you listen.
Let's see. Something different for dinner. Searching restaurants near me.
Right here, ma'am. How can we help?
Gee, same old, same old.
Wait, we're right here, ma'am. Our restaurant's just a few blocks from you. Why is she not seeing us?
Back to the usual, I guess.
Ma'am, can you not see us?
Nope, they can't see you. Because you're buried deep in the list of local restaurants. You are invisible online. Introducing Cumulus Boost. Get a boost, get found, get on the map. Learn more at CumulusBoost.com.
9 out of 10 Americans are exhausted by our political divisions. Are you one of them?
This country's been through so much. Its people has been through so much. Why can't we fix this?
We're called to love one another. It can't be, I reject you as a person.
One Small Step pairs people with different beliefs, not to debate politics, but to have a conversation about their lives. Because even if we don't see eye to eye, we can still talk, heart to heart. Learn more at takeonesmallstep.org.
Hear that? That's the sound of saving money with Easy Pass. Free transponders plus lower tolls make Easy Pass the perfect holiday gift. Visit driveezmd.com to get yours today.
Cumulus Podcast Network presents Inside of You with host Michael Rosenbaum, the bald dude from the show Smallville. Each week, Michael speaks with his friends, some of Hollywood's biggest names, and discovers they're not that different from us. Enjoy wherever you listen.
New year, new savings at Sweet Deals. Save 50% or more on extraordinary restaurant, product, and entertainment deals. And don't forget to check out our amazing travel packages. Take advantage of huge savings today at SweetDeals.com. That's SweetDeals.com.
Driving in Maryland? Did you know an easy pass from DriveEasyMD.com can save you time and money? Of course you did, because you are a thrifty driver. An antenna reads your easy pass transponder and automatically deducts the toll from your easy pass account. There, you just saved money with easy pass, all without slowing or receiving a notice in the mail. Well done, thrifty driver, well done. Get your easy pass at DriveEasyMD.com.
Cumulus Podcast Network presents Grilling JR with the voice of wrestling's Jim Ross. Join us every Thursday morning as Conrad Thompson, the godfather of wrestling, grills JR like you've never heard before, uncut and uncensored. Enjoy wherever you listen.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, and we want to make it even better with $1,000 towards your winter wish list. Use it for holiday shopping, holiday travel, a Clark Griswold-style holiday display, or treat yourself. Enter this national contest on our website for a chance to fulfill your winter wish list.
Real stories about real people on The Sean Ryan Show.
John Shrek McPhee, welcome to the show, man.
Thank you.
Been a long time coming, huh?
I thought I should have been the first guest.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
When your business information is missing or inconsistent across the internet, search engines won't find you, and customers won't either. Help ensure customers see you and not your competitors. Boost your findability. CumulusBoost.com. CumulusBoost.com.
Driving in Maryland? Did you know an easy pass from DriveEasyMD.com can save you time and money? Of course you did, because you are a thrifty driver. An antenna reads your EasyPass transponder and automatically deducts the toll from your EasyPass account. There, you just saved money with EasyPass, all without slowing or receiving a notice in the mail. Well done, thrifty driver, well done. Get your EasyPass at DriveEasyMD.com.
Cumulus Podcast Network presents Useful Idiots, an informed and irreverent podcast with journalist Aaron Mate and podcast writer Katie Halper. Join Matt and Katie as they examine important news stories that have slipped through the cracks. Enjoy wherever you listen.
The Ultimate Smallville Rewatch Podcast. Welcome to Talkville.
I'm just starting to have night sweats.
It's going to be a rough ride.
That's why I gave away my three roses this season.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Is exactly what Reliant Air Conditioning White Elephant Day is all about. Coast to Coast Junes, Matty Beers, Baseball Sea Bass, and Sports Derm mixing up middays. Brought to you by Advanced Hair Restoration, The Diamond Factory, and Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Shout out to the player of the day, Simpson. Tomorrow, the invasion will broadcast. Pierce the Veil comes to Dos Equis Pavilion on June 13th with special guests sleeping with sirens and beach weather. For more information and tickets, go to livenation.com. Text ROCK to 22126 to win your way in. That's ROCK to 22126.
All right, let's continue our White Elephant Day here with the middays. Having fun. That's the name of our show. We are going to have our wife sports Olympics coming up in about 15 minutes.
Yes.
Whose wife can identify some sports logos the best? We'll find out. But right now, let's throw it over to Sean Bass.
And it's 1:39 on the ticket.
And now it's time for everyone's favorite game show, Country, Athlete, or Coworker. We will find out if the ticket guys actually know their sports, can identify Nashville's rising stars, or the people they have worked alongside for years, sometimes decades. And now here's your host, Seabass.
Well, thank you, announcer man. Thank you, P1s. And once again, it's another edition of Country, Athlete, Coworker, where I pick two people here on the show, and I'm picking Bob and Junes because they are veterans of this game, and they're the most veteran broadcasters we have up here. They've been with the company the longest, and listen, they're sports experts. Just ask them. We work in between two country radio stations, so it's around us all the time. And these guys have worked here so long, they probably know everybody inside the company. So
there's no question.
This should be pretty easy. I'm not going to go too far off the map here, so I give just a simple name. And you have to get a point by identifying whether they're a country music star, an athlete, or a coworker.
And by the way, even though I'm usually terrible at this, I love this game.
That's why
this
we're
is,
doing it,
This
Junes.
Is one of your great inventions.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. All right, so we're going to start with Bob, because I believe the last time we played, Bob lost, so you get the first crack.
I thought I won.
Crack.
I think I win every time.
Okay, well, I'm going to throw out the name, and you have to tell me whether this is a Nashville country star, a pro athlete, or a coworker, and I'm going to throw out the name Haley Joe. The name is Haley Joe. And Travis, if you could keep score, that'd be great.
Country music.
That would be incorrect. I'm sorry, Bob.
Can Haley, I steal?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
I happen to know this because I walk by her picture every day when I get off the elevator. She is a coworker.
She is. She does some on-air work at both country stations as a part-time DJ, and she also has the official role of sales marketing coordinator, and she's probably worked here for, I want to say, 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, Bob.
But you use the elevators over, right? In my conversations with her, actually, she had told me she had aspired to sing in Nashville.
Oh, okay. So I see.
I thought that would qualify.
I was going to say, her picture's right there as we're going to the elevators on the far side of the building.
Right.
So Junior gets a point. The next name for you.
So you get a point if you steal?
Yeah,
awesome.
Sure.
Okay.
Well,
if
congratulations
you know
on your win, Junior. It's been
Thanks.
Fun playing with you.
All right, Junes, the name I'm giving you.
First one to one.
The name, Junes, is Zach Top. Not the bottom, but Zach Top.
T-O-P?
T-O-P.
Last name, T-O-P.
Yes, Zach Top.
Zachary Top.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Zachary Top. I believe I do know that. And that is a famous country music star.
You guessed correct.
All right.
He was a CMA nominee recently for New Artist of the Year. He started out doing bluegrass with his family,
Yeah, group, with his family.
In a group
I was
called
say.
Top String. Of course, Top String, you knew that. Yeah. Went solo in 2019, relocated to Nashville in 2021. Mm-hmm. He has one studio album called Cold Beer and Country Music, which dropped in April of 2024.
Of course he does.
And his middle name is Dirk.
Is it really?
So he's got a Maverick tie.
Zach Dirk.
That's the one thing I didn't know about
yes.
him.
Yeah. So that is 2 points for Junes. Bob, the
weird
name.
One half of ZZ Top.
The name that goes to you, Bob. J.C. Sheldon and country athlete co-worker here on White Elephant Day. The name is J.C. Sheldon.
So, much like the SAT, if you skip around, you're going to run yourself into the ground. You need to keep picking the same thing each time, and eventually it's going to randomly hit. Country music.
I'm sorry, Bob. That is incorrect. J.C. Sheldon is a guard for the Dallas Wings. In fact, she was the fifth overall pick in the 2024 draft out of Ohio State. She was a two-time All-Big Ten member, and she went two picks ahead of Angel Reese, which is a
wow.
big reason I think the Wings changed their GM this year.
Yep. Yay!
Bob, I can't believe you didn't know that.
Incredible. That's our first-round pick.
I'm all in on the Wings now.
It's
but
one of our
starting
big
now.
Teams.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Junes, you have a chance to take a commanding 3-0 lead if you can name who this is. Tramell Jeffers, country athlete or co-worker.
Yes, the Tramell Jeffers.
Okay.
I know him very well. That is an athlete.
That is incorrect. Tramell Jeffers, not only is he a weekend board up here who's been doing it for the past year.
That's awesome.
He also co-hosted with EA and Creighton over Thanksgiving dry dock last week.
Okay. Well, I was on vacation. I didn't hear that.
Did he didn't steal the phone charger, did he?
No, I don't think that was him. I don't think that was him. So hurts to miss that one. All right. The next name in country athlete coworker goes to Bob. The name is Walter Pennington. Who is Walter Pennington?
Now, there's no way there's a country artist named Walter Pennington, right?
No.
But yet,
Nashville's a big place.
Is Walter a country name?
I mean, it can be.
Hmm?
Or is he an athlete?
Country music artist.
Nope. Sorry.
Can I steal?
Yes. Go for it, Junes.
Is that a Maverick?
Nope. It's not. Yeah. He's a member.
Is it an athlete?
It is an athlete. He is a member of the Texas Rangers bullpen.
Rangers.
He's a left-handed reliever who had 15 appearances for the club this year. He came over from the Royals before the deadline in the Michael Lorenzen trade. Okay.
I knew I'd heard
of him. So when you were watching games in September, you probably saw Walter Pennington, who
yeah.
is going to be part of things next year.
Yeah, there's a lot of promise from what he was showing us.
Yeah, he's got some wicked stuff.
I knew I had heard the name in the sports world somewhere.
You know, fantastic. When he has his stuff...
Oh yeah! Wait, I'm here. I want to hear your scouting report.
He brings grounders. You know, he causes guys to hit the ball like hit the top of it and just kind of get themselves out.
He believes in his stuff for sure.
Yeah.
All right, country athlete
mechanics his mechanics are very solid.
Yeah. All right. The name to you, Junes, is Kessler Edwards. Who is Kessler Edwards?
Oh, now I believe that is a Dallas Maverick.
And I believe you're correct.
Nice.
He has appeared in 4 games this season.
I actually knew one.
He actually is currently in the G League with the Texas Legends and had a 16-rebound performance just this past week. He's been in the league since 2021 when he was a second-round pick of the Brooklyn Nets, also had time with the Sacramento Kings.
All right.
So, yes, another point for Junes. Bob, we got to get you on the board.
I've
here.
Got a Kessler Edwards poster on my wall at home.
Okay. No, you don't.
All right.
Nobody does.
Let's see if we can get Bob a point. The name is Al Farb. Who is Al Farb? Country athlete or coworker?
There is no way there's a country artist whose name is Al Farb. Nobody would let that happen. So I might actually leave my strategy here and say he's one of the best coworkers I've ever had.
He is. And you guessed that.
He's here right now.
But he works next door to you every day as the afternoon DJ at 96.3
right?
KSCS.
Of course he does.
The great obviously. Al Farb.
I knew that one, too. I see Al every
day. Yes. In fact, I put him in this game every single year.
I remember that.
He's a
remember he was in last year and he did his own reveal, didn't he?
Yeah.
He's like going to walk by the window any time.
All right. The next name in country athlete co-worker. He walks in every time we play this. And we forget by next year. Jesus.
That's all right. Incredible.
So Bob's on the board. Here we go.
What a great payoff.
What's the score? Do we have a score here?
Yeah, 3-1 Craig, as Bob just got on the board with Al Farb.
What a rally is nigh.
Oh. All right, the next name for you, Junes, is Zach Bryan. Who is Zach Bryan?
I am pretty sure that is a country music star.
And you are correct.
What are you doing?
He got pretty big. I didn't give you that one because you went to his concert this year.
Well, that's one I
was going to say. That was...
Not Al Farb. Al
just gave him right see every day.
I'll take the point, but that seemed pretty easy.
You gave
even
him
to me.
That's like asking Dirk. Yeah, Dirk's a basketball player.
There could easily be a reliever named Zach Bryan.
All right,
Bryan.
If you want to lay up, Bob,
co-worker.
Here you go.
I want to lay up.
Who's Will Connerly?
Come on. He
who
did
is
Sickers
he?
For us last week.
All right. Does he do the Stars pre and
no,
postgame?
No, no.
Who does that for a bonus point?
That's Bruce.
And?
Michael Dixon.
Okay, very good, very good. All right.
I don't like my reputation.
All right. The name for you, Junes, Sam Steele. Who is Sam Steele?
Ooh, Big Sam Steele. The Twin S.
The Twin S?
No, the Twin S.
Oh.
But nobody likes to call him
the booty.
SS.
Mm. Why not?
That sounds like... sounds like an athlete.
Boy.
Okay.
I'd like you to be more specific.
We do need to be a little more specific.
Oh, we do?
Just a titch.
Sam Steele is a famous athlete.
Debatable.
Okay, I'll give you a half point.
Okay.
Because Sam Steele, as Bob knows,
awesome.
The fourth line center for your Dallas Stars.
Okay.
He has two goals and eight assists this season.
I almost guessed Stars, but that was only going to be based on Ryan's quick reaction. He seemed very excited.
Yeah, how do you want me to score bonus points and half points? Exactly.
That's up to you, bro.
Oh,
that is up to you. Okay. The next name, Bob,
yeah,
is Mitchell Tenpenny. Mitchell Tenpenny, country, athlete, or coworker?
Let's get serious.
You can see the focus.
Tenpenny, what a weird name.
Yeah.
Say it to his face.
I don't think I can because he's in country music.
Oh, very good, Bob. A CMA nominee, New Artist of the Year, 3 studio albums.
Kind of surprised myself here.
His first hit single back in 2018 was called Drunk Me.
Yes.
He also has singles called Bitches and Alcohol. What does it say? I can't even read my own writing.
We don't know.
Anyway.
Alcohol.
Something related to alcohol.
All right.
Bad handwriting. Okay, what's our score? What's our update?
It is Craig with a half point lead, 4.5-4.
Okay, Craig, you can seal the win right here if you can get this answer correct. The name.
Middle linebacker
Bob's
over there.
Trying to distract me like I'm shooting a free throw.
Pull up the glare from Jerry Jones' AT&T Stadium.
The name I am giving you
is
Thomas Winsler.
Ooh.
Thomas Winsler.
It's sunshine.
Thomas Winsler. You know, that could be an athlete, a country music star, or a coworker.
You're correct. That's correct.
That makes sense.
Thomas Winsler. Oh, Tommy, co-worker. I see him all the time.
Yeah, you probably don't because he's the weekend overnight board up here. But you
I
do.
Know him.
Yeah, you know Thomas Winsler.
His aura is felt.
I guess. So that gives Junior yet another win in the latest edition of Country Athlete Co-Worker.
Thank
Bob.
You. And next time I see Tommy, I'm going to thank him for helping me win.
We got the handshake line here. There we go. Okay.
Good game.
Always
good,
good to see sportsmanship.
GG.
Good game.
All right, coming up next here on Ticket White Elephant Day, what do our wives know about sports?
Dallas Stars hockey is on the ticket, and not just at night. Hang around for Hardline Hockey hanky-panky with head coach Pete DeBoer. The Musers and Daryl Razor Ray regale the masses with mind vitamins. Plus, Matt Duchene hits the sweet spot just right. And Josh Bogorod lands on the invasion. So day or night, Stars hockey has a home on the station that says, Bing Bong.
Bing Bong.
Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Tick.
Hear that?
That's the sound of saving money with Easy Pass. Free transponders plus lower tolls make Easy Pass the perfect holiday gift. Visit driveezmd.com to get yours today.
9 out of 10 Americans are exhausted by our political divisions. Are you one of them?
This country's been through so much. Its people has been through so much. Why can't we fix this?
We're called to love one another. It can't be, I reject you as a person.
One Small Step pairs people with different beliefs, not to debate politics, but to have a conversation about their lives. Because even if we don't see eye to eye, we can still talk, heart to heart. Learn more at takeonesmallstep.org.
Cumulus Podcast Network presents Grilling JR with the voice of wrestling's Jim Ross. Join us every Thursday morning as Conrad Thompson, the godfather of wrestling, grills JR like you've never heard before, uncut and uncensored. Enjoy wherever you listen.
When your business information is missing or inconsistent across the internet, search engines won't find you, and customers won't either. Help ensure customers see you and not your competitors. Boost your findability. CumulusBoost.com. C-U-M-U-L-U-S Boost.com.
Cumulus Podcast Network presents the Believe family of podcasts covering the latest sports across all professional sports leagues and major college sports teams with current or former players hosting. Just search for B-L-E-A-V podcasts to find your favorite wherever you listen.
Driving in Maryland? Did you know an easy pass from driveezmd.com can save you time and money? Of course you did, because you are a thrifty driver. An antenna reads your easy pass transponder and automatically deducts the toll from your easy pass account. There, you just saved money with easy pass, all without slowing or receiving a notice in the mail. Well done, thrifty driver, well done. Get your easy pass at driveezmd.com.
Cumulus Podcast Network presents Inside of You with host Michael Rosenbaum, the bald dude from the show Smallville. Each week, Michael speaks with his friends, some of Hollywood's biggest names, and discovers they're not that different from us. Enjoy wherever you listen.
Cumulus Podcast Network presents Useful Idiots, an informed and irreverent podcast with journalist Aaron Mate and podcast writer Katie Halper. Join Matt and Katie as they examine important news stories that have slipped through the cracks. Enjoy wherever you listen.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, and we want to make it even better with $1,000 towards your winter wish list. Use it for holiday shopping, holiday travel, a Clark Griswold-style holiday display, or treat yourself. Enter this national contest on our website for a chance to fulfill your winter wish list.
Hear that? That's the sound of saving money with Easy Pass. Free transponders plus lower tolls make Easy Pass the perfect holiday gift. Visit driveezmd.com to get yours today.
Spend less and have more with sweet deals today. You can save 50% or more on extraordinary restaurant, product, and entertainment and travel deals. Now that's sweet. Go to sweetdeals.com now to take advantage of huge savings. That's sweetdeals.com.
Cumulus Podcast Network presents the Jim Rome Podcast, calling all clones. Jim has new content for you each week, including fresh interviews with the biggest names in sports. Enjoy wherever you listen.
Let's see, something different for dinner. Searching restaurants near me.
Right here, ma'am. How can we help?
Gee, same old, same old.
Wait, we're right here. Ma'am, our restaurant's just a few blocks from you. Why is she not seeing us?
Back to the usual, I guess.
Ma'am, can you not see us?
Nope, they can't see you. Because you're buried deep in the list of local restaurants. You are invisible online. Introducing Cumulus Boost. Get a boost, get found, get on the map. Learn more at CumulusBoost.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of saving money with Easy Pass. Free transponders plus lower tolls make Easy Pass the perfect holiday gift. Visit driveezmd.com to get yours today.
Real stories about real people on the Sean Ryan Show.
John Shrek McPhee, welcome to the show, man.
Thank you.
Been a long time coming, huh?
I thought I should have been the first guest.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform. Award-winning series from Imperative Entertainment, In the Red Clay.
Before it's all said and done, more than 50 people will be dead at the hands of one man alone. The most notorious man you've never heard of.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Hear that? That's the sound of saving money with Easy Pass. Free transponders plus lower tolls make Easy Pass the perfect holiday gift. Visit driveezmd.com to get yours today. The Ticket
Ticker. This poem to Jerry Jones Ticker is brought to you by Crawford Services, AC and Plumbing. In the heart of Texas, where blue stars shine bright, Cowboys fans gather in the long winter night. But whispers of anger stir deep in the stands as they look to the owner with grievances grand. Oh, Jerry Jones, what have you done? Off-season slumber when battles are won. Dak and CD, yes, they got theirs, but savings, a whisper lost in the air. The sun slices down, a glare on the field. Where hopes are forged, yet fate feels sealed. Dak, in a moment, his hamstring was flayed. As the cheers fade, joy turned to dismay. Yet amidst all the turmoil, the heart still beats strong. Hope still lingers, a festive old song. For even in chaos, with struggles and pain, we'll cheer for our Cowboys through loss and through gain. So here's to the season, with laughter and cheer. And a fun baby in arm reminds us what's dear. That win or lose, in joy or in dread, the spirit of football will never be dead. This white elephant poem to Jerry Jones is a service of Diamond Factory. Take it from Bob and Giorgio. It's simple. If you want to be treated right, get a good deal and a quality diamond in a zero-pressure, no-used-car salesman environment. Go see the fine folks at the Diamond Factory, thediamondfactory.com. I'm Travis Mejia with this poem to Jerry Jones Ticker on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket.
Also brought to you by Deep Ellum Brewing Company's Dallas Blonde.
Totally.
This is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket. Broadcasting live from the TXU Energy Mothership. KTCK AM Dallas Fort Worth. KTCK FM Flower Mound. A Cumulus Media Station.
You could strike radio gold in a segment or during a Ticket Ticker. So never turn away from rubbernecking the wreck that is Reliant Air Conditioning White Elephant Day. Brought to you by Advanced Hair Restoration, The Diamond Factory, and Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Tick.
It is 2 o'clock. It is the Ticket's White Elephant. Big day here at the radio station. And we thank you for a very, very enjoyable year and making it all possible for us. And we get to mix it up on a day like today. Don't forget 3-7 as Georgie, Mino, Dave Lane, Lando, and Deddy. So talk about a dream team. 3-7, those boys. And it's the Reliant Air Conditioning White Elephant Day, brought to you by Advanced Hair Restoration and the Diamond Factory. So at 2:15... we have decided we're bringing back Screenless for you to weigh in on who of the Ticket funny men is the funniest of them all, or really whatever you have in your mind. There used to be a time where Screenless was the lifeblood of this place, and sadly, it's taken a back seat to programming, but maybe today we bring it back once and for all. Every year when we do this, especially if they're going to keep our teams the same, keep this dynasty locked down, we often have a wife Olympics. And last year, I don't even remember who won. I just remember that my wife has last place squared away wonderfully. And we changed it a little bit. I think last year was like, how many Mavericks can your wife name? How many Cowboys can your wife name? And my wife just, she just smiled. And she likes sports, but she doesn't like watch or focusing on the names. So we thought we'd switch it up. Like, I think Matt had the idea of, well, can they identify sports teams' logos, right? And the idea was, here are six logos. Do you know who's who? Are we going to post the answer key? I do that now?
Yeah, go ahead and post the answer key. So it was just a, I don't even remember what the website is. It's probably still on here somewhere, but
sports.com, I think.
No, sports.com.
Sports.com.
Yeah.
A lot of traffic.
Heavy hitters out there. But it's six NBA logos that just go across the page. And we simply, it sounds like we all pretty much presented it the exact same way. We kind of broke it to them. These are NBA logos. So give you a little hint there. And then just go left to right and have the lady name who she thinks this team is.
Okay, so the answer key has just been posted at Sports Term, and the six answers are, I think,
seems obvious to us.
Easy enough, but if you need them, as you look at your radio dial or at your Twitter, whatever, it's the San Antonio Spurs, the Oklahoma City Thunder, the Portland Trail Blazers, the New Orleans Pelicans, I guess they have a logo, the Golden State Warriors, and the Utah Jazz.
Indeed. In fact, let's go from shortest to longest. I find it funny that the two guys here that have been here the least amount of time, their wives maybe are a little new to the bit and might have just zoomed right through the bit and tried not to have too much fun with it. And then the fellas that have been here longer seem to be they're aware of what's going on. So let's start with my wife, Katie, as she takes her swing at Wife Olympics.
Okay, so these are all sports logos. I guess you can see the link on there, so I won't even try to fool you from what league they're from. They're all NBA logos. Okay. Just go one by one and tell me which team is which. I'll zoom in so you can see.
She's super happy to participate.
The Spurs.
All right. Do you know what city they're from? Just
San Antonio.
Okay.
San Antonio Spurs. Is that... I have no clue. The Thunder.
Hey.
Is that right from Oklahoma? Oh,
yeah.
Okay. So I don't have a clue on that one either.
No idea? This is probably the most ambiguous one.
I have no clue. I couldn't even tell you.
All right, so that's the Trailblazers.
Oh, that makes sense, too.
Does it?
The Pelicans.
Trying to figure out why it clicked.
Where are they at?
Where they're from?
Yeah.
Florida?
No.
I don't know. Where else has Pelicans?
New Orleans.
Is that your dog in the background?
Yeah.
That's Golden State.
Yeah.
Big dog.
And that's the Jazz.
I'm surprised. That's they well kind of... All right, you did
very
good.
Well done.
So four?
Five. She nailed all the Trailblazers. She just didn't know where the Pelicans were. She thought they might have been a Florida team.
The bar's been set.
Five out of six.
Junior, I'm not positive I've ever understood the Trailblazers logo.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're going for there.
And isn't that where kind of the idea came from, Matt, is your wife like had a real hard time and never actually got that a couple of nights ago?
Yeah, you'll hear.
So she's still having trouble with it. Let's move on to Baldy Bear's wife. What's your wife's name?
Eleanor.
First logo. You ready?
Mm-hmm. The Spurs.
Okay, nice.
San Antonio.
You are on fire. I figured that was maybe the easiest one, but you killed it so far. How about this one?
Okay, no.
No,
I don't know that one.
Okay, that's the Thunder, which to be fair looks absolutely nothing like any kind of Thunder Incorporated deal.
Uh-huh.
All right, this one.
I have seen that one somewhere.
Okay.
I'm going to feel really dumb saying this.
Go ahead. This is why we do this.
Is it the Heat?
The Heat? No? Okay. The red and the white. I can see where you came up with that one. No, that's the Trailblazers.
Okay.
Of Portland. But I can see how that would have been vaguely Heat-like.
Okay.
All right. How about this one?
I may have overestimated what I thought I had a chance in this.
Well, to be fair, it's six random ones out of the whole league.
Yeah. So. I felt so strong coming out with the Spurs.
You were on fire. You're still doing all right.
Okay. Well, because Steve Nash played for the Spurs, and I liked him.
Okay.
Back when I was a kid.
There you go.
Okay. So anyway.
Cool.
Pelican? I don't know.
Nailed it. It is a Pelican. The New Orleans Pelicans.
What a great line.
Golden right. Gate Warriors?
I'm going to give that one to you. It's Golden State Warriors, awesome. But at Golden Gate because of the bridge.
Right.
You are killing it. All right, last one.
Oh, shit.
Okay, I have to bleep that. It's fine.
I made it this far without.
We have the censor bar. No, that's fine. You're, yeah.
Oh, forget that. I have no idea.
It's the Utah Jazz.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, because, you know, musical notes, so.
Boy, Eleanor is giggly, isn't she?
Yes, and I did not have the heart to tell her that the reason she got the Spurs right was actually not a correct reason at all, because Steve Nash did not play for the Spurs.
Yeah, huge Steve Nash fan. Steve Nash P1.
Let her roll.
I loved when Pippen played there. So how many did she get?
That was three. She got the Spurs, the Pelicans, and the Warriors.
Okay.
Well done. Right, Bob's right. She has a great laugh. Mm-hmm. By the way, Bob, I can answer your question about that Trailblazers logo. I never knew this either, but the guy who came up with it in 1970, a friend of the owner, said that it's a pinwheel. The 10 lines that you see that intersect, the 10 lines represent 5 offensive players and 5 defensive players coming together at center court for competition. The curved lines represent movement and speed. So it's a concept. Apparently, it's the only NBA mascot that does not have either lettering or a mascot in it, incorporated in it. Just that pinwheel.
Wild.
Gay. All right. Yeah, let's work on that, Portland. Moving on to Molly, Matt McLaren's wife.
All right, here we are with the NBA logo challenge as my wife will attempt to identify the 6 NBA logos. All right, just start with the first one there on the left.
Okay, I actually know this one. It's the Spurs.
Okay, and then number 2?
I know this one too. It's the Thunder, Oklahoma City, OKC, all the things.
All right, you have 4 more to go. Number 3.
Okay, I don't know what the hell that is. It literally looks like the number is 69.
I don't think that's that.
Nice.
But I can see why you would say that. Do you have another guess? Because it's not the number 69, but it does kind of look like that.
No clue.
All right, and number 4 there.
Some sort of bird.
Okay, it is some sort of bird. Do you have any idea what type of bird?
Nope, because the Eagles are a football team.
Well, at least you know the Eagles are a football team. Very nicely done. All right, and then number 5.
That is the Golden Gate Bridge. That's all I got.
Okay, well, what would you call a team if you were the Golden Gate Bridge?
Golden State, but I don't know the whole name.
Okay. All right, well, you got Golden State. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's fair. And then what do you call that thing, the final logo?
Yeah, I don't know this one either, but it looks like a music note with the basketball on the end.
It does look like a music note with the basketball on the end. All right, well done. So you got the Spurs, you got OKC. And then you have the Trailblazers.
Oh.
The New Orleans Pelicans.
Oh, of course.
The Golden State Warriors and the Utah Jazz.
Close.
All right, good job.
Yeah. All right. So there you go.
I feel like that's a solid 2.5.
That's pretty good.
That's
a solid
Not
score.
Bad. She wouldn't guess what kind of bird because she knew the Eagles played football.
Right.
That didn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, it's the only bird that has ever existed.
I don't know. And yet it was perfect.
I think later she was like, well, is there a bird in the NBA or are they all just in the NFL?
Only birds in the NFL, actually. All right. Moving on to Jen, Sean Bass's significant other.
Oh, so I want you to look at my computer and I want you to name the team all these logos represent.
Okay, the first one's the Spurs.
Where are they from?
San Antonio?
Right. What's the next one?
Can I lean closer to it? Or do I have to stay back here?
Absolutely
you
want. Not.
Of course you can.
You can.
Just is that the Lakers? No.
I can't tell you. Just what's your guess?
know. It's basketball, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't watch a lot of basketball.
No. What about that one? What is that one?
It's dumb looking.
Okay, we'll move on to number four. What do you think number four is?
I don't know. It looks like an aviator pin.
Like a pilot would wear?
Yes.
Like something your dad
yes,
used to wear?
Yes, it does look like that.
Okay.
It does.
Do you have a guess?
Is it an eagle? It's not Philadelphia, is it?
No, it's not.
I didn't think so.
Weird.
All right, let's go into that one.
Well, that's... Steph Curry plays on that team.
Right.
I know that one.
Who does he play for?
Golden State.
Who are they?
The Warriors.
Yeah.
Wow. I knew that one.
And what about this one?
That's the Jazz, right?
Right. Where are the Jazz located?
Not where they should be.
Which is where?
They should be in New Orleans, because that's where Jazz
is
from.
They used to be the New Orleans
no,
Jazz.
No, I know, but they're not now.
Where do they play now? What state screams Jazz?
It's Salt Lake City, right?
Right.
Yeah, it's dumb.
So they're the Utah Jazz.
Yeah, no, I knew that. It's dumb.
All right, so you got like half. So
did I, though?
Yeah, you got this.
Oh, I did get three.
The Spurs, the Warriors, the Jazz.
That is half. You're right.
You did not get the Thunder.
Oh.
The Portland Trailblazers and the New Orleans Pelicans.
Oh, that's a Pelican.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway.
I didn't do that great.
All right, well, you going to take your shirt off now?
Jeez! Yes!
Hey, now.
Well, what was the... Is that all that we had? What was the response?
Yeah, I cut it off there. It got really weird after that.
Did she really know that the Jazz used to be in New Orleans?
Yes.
She did.
We've actually talked about this before. For some reason.
A heavy topic in your marriage.
Are you going to take your shirt off now?
I liked the almost dead inside sigh right afterward.
Just like... God.
And then it turns into a Shannon Sharp video.
All right, let's move on to Sally.
That was awesome.
Bob's lady.
The odds-on favorite to win.
Oh, yeah. It took her 3 minutes to get through this, so here we go.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hello, sports fans. We are here with Sally Sturm, my lovely wife of 29 years. Hi, babe.
Why are we still doing this?
Because it's the only idea we have.
You know I know nothing. I know nothing. Yet. I used to. I don't anymore.
That's okay. No, you just do your best. Do your best, okay?
Name the Mavs players.
You want to do Mavs players?
No, no.
Okay,
no.
So here is this year's contest. You're up against the other wives. And
boxing and wrestling?
Yes, and wrestling.
Okay, I got him.
You will kick tail. Okay. I know that. No, we're doing team logos. Okay?
Okay.
So I'm going to show you a logo and you tell me what team it is. Okay?
Sure.
All right, here's number one.
The San Francisco... I don't know.
What does that look like?
It looks like a horseshoe. So the Indianapolis Colts.
You would wear on your boot?
Oh, a spur. San Antonio Spurs.
Nailed it.
Colorado Avalanche.
Colorado Rockies.
It's a hockey team. I don't know.
I'm going to tell you, these are all NBA teams.
I'm doing really bad. The second one is...
No, you're on to the third.
Oh. Can you give me a hint? It's orange and white? The Bulls? No.
Red and white.
I don't know, love. Okay, not the skip. Knicks. Skip. What? The Air Force basketball team? The San Francisco. Oh, that's New York. New York Knicks. That is the Celtics. That has a music note, so maybe that's Vegas?
Okay, you went 0 for 6.
Love, I'm getting dumber.
In the interest of time.
Oh, it's
man,
great. It's
she, interesting. She is the gold standard.
That's just
that's incredible. She saw the Golden Gate Bridge and said the Knicks. All right, well, there you go. So who's our winner?
I think my lady ended up winning this thing.
Good job. I think so.
Good job, Katie.
Watch my nuts.
Way to go, ladies. Way to go. All right, up next, we roll screenless.
Beating the worst team in football when they are down to their third-string quarterback is not much to hang your hat on.
Don't look now.
The Cowboys have won two in a row after beating the Giants inside Jerry World. It's the Cowboys' first home win of the season. Dallas is now 5-7.
That does not mean you are about to go on an epic run.
The Cowboys put the Giants on lock.
And Marvin Overshown is becoming a really good player, and in your mind you start thinking about with him, maybe he's a future star on this team.
Oh, there's no doubt. That was the play of the year.
The start of the holiday season just makes our hot Cowboys opinions hotter. On Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Well, the only diamond factory in Dallas is, in fact, the Diamond Factory. Fifth generation diamond cutters working on site where you can watch them cut diamonds right there live. And that means they've eliminated the middleman and ensure that you get the best price because of it. They have diamonds and jewelry for every budget, and they can find or create that one-of-a-kind piece just for you. You get on in there and you can see their huge selection of diamonds, rings, earrings, necklaces, all at unbeatable prices and quality, as well as the overall experience of shopping with a certified gemologist. You can call or go online and make an appointment now and check it out, because at some point very soon you're going to need that amazing piece of jewelry, and David Blank and his team will be looking to find it for you. It's price protected, 30-day money-back guarantee. Financing is available. It is, in fact, the Diamond Factory, thediamondfactory.com in Dallas, thediamondfactory.com.
Driving in Maryland? Did you know an easy pass from driveeasymd.com can save you time and money? Of course you did, because you are a thrifty driver. An antenna reads your EasyPass transponder and automatically deducts the toll from your EasyPass account. There, you just saved money with EasyPass, all without slowing or receiving a notice in the mail. Well done, thrifty driver, well done. Get your EasyPass at driveeasymd.com.
Need life insurance but have diabetes, high blood pressure, or on anxiety meds? If you're a 50-year-old male, even porky, or with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of life insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. For affordable term life insurance, call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336, 800-444-9336, or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. 800-444-9336.
New year, new savings at Sweet Deals. Save 50% or more on extraordinary restaurant, product, and entertainment deals. And don't forget to check out our amazing travel packages. Take advantage of huge savings today at SweetDeals.com. That's SweetDeals.com.
When your business information is missing or inconsistent across the internet, search engines won't find you, and customers won't either. Help ensure customers see you and not your competitors. Boost your findability. CumulusBoost.com. CumulusBoost.com.
Not good on convos? Why not listen to the latest in news, sports, and lifestyle on the Cumulus Podcast Network?
That's a great strategy. It's actually more like going on a walk with friends.
You'll become the eyes and ears to the world. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Hear that? That's the sound of saving money with Easy Pass. Free transponders plus lower tolls make Easy Pass the perfect holiday gift. Visit driveezmd.com to get yours today.
9 out of 10 Americans are exhausted by our political divisions. Are you one of them?
This country's been through so much. Its people has been through so much. Why can't we fix this?
We're called to love one another. It can't be, I reject you as a person.
One Small Step pairs people with different beliefs, not to debate politics, but to have a conversation about their lives. Because even if we don't see eye to eye, we can still talk heart to heart. Learn more at takeonesmallstep.org.
Cumulus Podcast Network presents Talkville. Join co-stars Tom Welling, Clark Kent, and Michael Rosenbaum, Lex Luthor, as they revisit Smallville, the iconic TV series that changed the way you look at Superman, one of America's favorite superheroes. Enjoy wherever you listen.
G
Cumulus Podcast Network presents Inside of You with host Michael Rosenbaum, the bald dude from the show Smallville. Each week, Michael speaks with his friends, some of Hollywood's biggest names, and discovers they're not that different from us. Enjoy wherever you listen.
Hear that? That's the sound of saving money with Easy Pass. Free transponders plus lower tolls make Easy Pass the perfect holiday gift. Visit driveezmd.com to get yours today.
Cumulus Podcast Network presents Putting on the Airs. Join redneck comedians Trey Crowder and Corey Ryan Forrester, two good old Southern boys, as they learn about and analyze fancy people and their culture. Half redneck, half posh. 100% fun and entertaining. Enjoy wherever you listen.
Sweet Deals has an offer that can't be beat. Get instant access to Microsoft Office Home plus Business for Windows or Mac for only $39.99. This is a lifetime license valued at $219, an 82% savings. Supply is limited, so don't delay. Get your sweet deal today at sweetdeals.com.
Searching HVAC near here.
Right here, ma'am. How can we help?
Wow. Nobody local? Huh.
Wait, what? We are an HVAC company literally in your neighborhood. Why is she not seeing us?
Just all the big chains. Well, it is what it is.
What in the... Can you not see us?
Nope, they can't see you. Because you're buried deep in the list of local HVAC providers. You are invisible online. Introducing Cumulus Boost. Get a boost, get found, get on the map. Learn more at cumulusboost.com. The Ticket Ticker.
This Ticket Ticker brought to you by Mullen & Mullen Injury Law Firm and Deep Ellen Brewing Company's Dallas Blonde. Also brought to you by Lava Cantina in the Colony. This Friday at Lava Cantina, Desperado, a tribute to the Eagles, is live. Then Saturday, the ultimate disco party. Lafrique hits the stage. Get your tickets now for all the great shows, including Winter Night, Music of the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, this December 12th at lavacantina.com.
Friends, Texans, Cowboys fans, lend me your ears. I come to bury the Cowboys, not to praise them. The evil they do lives after them. The good often turned with their season. So let it be with the Cowboys. The noble Jerry had told you the Cowboys were ambitious. If it were so, it were a grievous fault. And grievously had the Cowboys answered it. Here under leave of Jerry and the rest, for Jerry is an honorable man. So is the front office, all honorable men. Come I to speak at the Cowboys' funeral. They were my team, faithful and just. But Jerry says they were ambitious, and Jerry is an honorable man. He had brought many players home to the star, whose ransoms did the general coffers fill. Did this and the Cowboys seem ambitious? When that the fans have cried, the Cowboys have failed. Ambition shall be made of sterner stuff. Yet Jerry says he was ambitious, and Jerry is an honorable man. You all did see that on the tennis courts at Oxnard, I thrice presented him with an off-season plan, which he did thrice refuse. Was this ambition? Yet Jerry says he was ambitious, and sure, Jerry is an honorable man. I speak not to disprove what Jerry spoke, but here I am to speak what I do know. You all did love him once, not without cause. He did bring you three crowns of glory. Now hence, what cause withholds you then to mourn for this team? Oh, judgment. Thou art fled to brutish beasts, and men have lost their reason. Bear with me. My heart is in the coffin, there with the Cowboys. And I must pause till it come back to me.
Here's Bass, Bob, Baldy, and Craig and Travis. We're on such a roll for Reliant Air Conditioning White Elephant Day. Brought to you by Advanced Hair Restoration, the Diamond Christmas Factory, and Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Tick. I don't know if
there'll be snow. So here we are at 226. White Elephant Day continues with the midday show. It's Craig, it's Bob, it's Matt, Sean, Baldy's here, Travis. Why Today Doesn't Suck is coming your way in about 15 minutes or so. But I believe right now we are going to roll screenless, which is always
Fingers crossed.
A cautious endeavor. What's our phone number, Matt?
888-787-1310. Caller, you will be on the air. So line them up. Now is your chance to weigh in with whatever may be on your mind. As we wait.
Yeah, we had one sitting there for a minute, but he literally went away.
Yeah, this is where you've
got to wait.
Because of the delay, thanks to Janet Jackson. You know that story?
I have heard of it.
Have you?
Yes.
Okay. So we're on like a 17-minute delay.
Is that what it is?
So we throw this out. Back in the day, you would just talk to America, and I just feel like that's a real opportunity here for America to speak about which of the funny men they have really found funny today and just sort of, or, you know, we can riff about whatever you'd like. We can talk about Spencer Dinwiddie if you want.
Maybe they haven't enjoyed Bob Sturm and the Ticket Funny Men.
Well, I don't know. I mean, we rolled
out
the best we have, but now it's time to get
what it is.
Fan feedback now is what I think it is.
Well, here they are. Just a couple of couple of buds listening.
Here we go. Let's see what we've got.
Them up. Let's go.
Hello, you're on the ticket.
So the guy that got shot in New York today, the CEO, there's a $10,000 reward out for his killer. I wonder if that counts against the deductible. And I hope that Junior Miller is still sexually active in the community.
I am. Thank you. And that's a very bad joke. Way too soon.
Did something happen?
Did you guys hear about this?
I did not.
The CEO of United Healthcare, was gunned down. It looked like a professional hit job.
Really?
Security camera got it on the streets in New York City, Midtown, early morning.
Broad daylight? Or just
early morning. The video's awful.
Wow. And we just thought that should be the opening joke of a Screenless segment.
Like I said,
that's poor taste.
Poor taste, way too soon.
All right. Hello. You are on the ticket.
Hello.
Hey, Bob, what's up?
Hey, man. What's going on? Let's talk some sports.
Let's talk sports. So, what do you guys think? What's the best fix for this 12-team deal? Like, what do you guys really, if we put all our heads together, what could we come up with that makes more sense? Is 12 the right number? Just got to reorder this thing instead of the conference champions taking the 1-4 spots? Or do we need to just move it to 16? Let's get it there and let's just roll with it.
Guys, did you see that? It's all of June's life force just left him. Like all at once. It was amazing.
I'd like to see 16.
It's like seeing a comet.
I'd like to see 16, but my quick fix for 12 would be I want home sites all the way.
Yes. I agree.
All the way at least to the Final Four.
I agree.
Maybe like in college basketball, you get a trip to the Final Four, but if in the event Notre Dame plays Alabama for a chance to come to Ford Stadium to take on SMU, I just think that's what we as a society need right now.
I have two quick fixes. One is the top four teams should be the top four seeds.
Agree.
Forget Boise does not need to be getting a bye. So your top four teams are your top four seeds.
Yes.
Conference champs. If it's Notre Dame, fine. They get a bye. That would simplify it. My other idea is go back to zero teams in the playoff, and whoever is the leading vote getter in the AP poll is your national champ.
All right, that's the worst idea ever, and you could even say.
Because you embrace debate.
Okay. That's right.
Hello, you are on the ticket.
Hi there.
Hello.
I have a sports hypothetical for you.
Okay.
Okay. So my sports hypothetical is we've got the Buffalo Bills and the Florida Panthers playing a hybrid game.
I like it.
You've got one quarter of straight American football and then two periods of ice hockey. No one can train. They can only get taught the rules, and the score is cumulative. Who do you think would win?
What about gay American football?
Okay, so you're saying the score is cumulative, so a hockey goal is still just worth one and a touchdown is still worth seven.
Yeah, you'd have to do it score by score that way.
Well, but she's saying you get two periods of hockey for one period of football to catch up.
Yeah, but the hockey players would destroy them because you got to assume that most of the football players have never skated
before. Yeah, but the Bills would score like six touchdowns in that quarter.
And that's the thing is how many touchdowns could they score to put it up to 56 to where they wouldn't allow 56
goals.
Boy,
at first I thought this was a horrible hypothetical, but the more I think about it, I want to see it play out now.
Yeah, it's great.
I bet the Panthers could score 56 goals against guys that can't skate.
I agree.
Of hockey.
Because who would your goalie be?
Exactly.
You would have no goalie.
You put a 300-pound lineman in there and say, stands. Yeah,
they would score repeatedly as quickly as they could get.
What if the entire Bills offensive line, though, stood in front of the goal, like, together?
Yeah, do you get all 53, or do you have to have, like, 12 selected or 11 selected guys?
You need to know the answers to these, Baldy, to throw out.
I think
out.
You have to, yeah, you get. you get a.
That's Baldy.
The Florida Panthers can go ahead and recruit other NHL players for the football portion so you can get up to 53. And then the Bills have to cut down.
Minor league.
Or minor league. Yeah, there you go. You get the call ups.
These are interesting
the Bills
thoughts,
have to cut
but
down.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Hello?
Caller, you're on the air.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Yes, we're Who's talking this? To you.
Yes. I wanted to call about the beat up car talk. I had a similar story where my car would also shake very violently out of my beat up car in high school. And I took a girl on a date one time and we got on the highway and the car started to shake.
What are we doing?
Caller, you're on the air.
He's still on.
You still there?
Hey, I got a question for you. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello? Yeah, okay.
Yes?
Y'all being in radio, like, y'all have bad days like everybody else. Like, y'all can have a bad day, crappy day, be sad or whatever, and have lots of events. How do y'all stay happy on the air every day, all day, when, you know, y'all are just, like, cheery all day long, and there's times that, you know, you might not be. How do y'all make that work? And I'll hang up and listen.
Shut up and never call here again.
Got him.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Oh,
hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Please,
please vote on the funniest funny man, please.
Well, I have an important white elephant question for you guys. Now I'll hang up and listen. Do you think Ace of Base is a top five pop music group?
Well, Matt
of
is
all
actually,
time?
Matt is taking this very serious right now.
Well, if you think about it,
EA's excited about this question.
They sang about, if you weren't familiar with having babies, they told you about that. And the sign, every time you hear it within two notes, you know what it is. There's an argument there. Are they from Sweden?
Stream of consciousness, Matt.
Hello, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, hi. We're Swedes.
Come on. I knew it. I think Roxette was, too.
Please, go ahead.
Hey, I was wondering. I think I'm part of the rare P1 group of I don't watch any sports whatsoever, but listen to a ton of tickets. I wonder what percentage of listeners are that.
I don't know. Well, what makes you do that sort of thing?
I was in my work, or like working with some guys that have the ticket on, and just grew to love you guys. So,
oh, well, thank you, sir.
Thanks, dude.
We appreciate that very much.
Would you like to rank the midday funnymen?
Midday funnymen?
Yeah.
They're all number one in my heart.
Oh,
we're on our way to my 6-way tie.
Wow, how nice is that? Thank you, sir. Thank
one
you,
more.
Sir.
Hello, oh, nice, you sir. Are on the ticket.
Uh-oh.
Hello.
Got to turn your radio down, though. We're all trying
Caller,
to remember
you're on
how
the
to
air.
Do this.
Hello.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask Bob what his opinions on Quinn Ewers and how he's been playing recently. He struggled as of late, but I just want to hear Bob break that down. Thank you. I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah. Let's terminate that guy.
I don't think he's really struggled that much as of late.
Why is that? Because it's an 11-1 team?
I mean, it seems like they're doing okay, and so is he.
Interesting.
Anyway, there you go. There is ticket screenless, and yeah, it appears as we tally up the votes, everybody
no
wins.
One.
Everybody
Yay.
Wins.
Yay.
Why Today Doesn't Suck is next.
Sometimes you just can't listen to the ticket on 96.7 or 1310. But we're always streaming for free in the palm of your hand, in your office, or on the smart speaker in your house. All your favorite ticket shows, streaming. Cowboys pre- and post-game shows, streaming. NFL football on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights, streaming. Aikman, Moose, Clack, McElroy, Jones, and Werder, all streaming. So go with the flow this football season and stream us. Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
driving in Maryland? Did you know an easy pass from DriveEasyMD.com can save you time and money? Of course you did, because you are a thrifty driver. An antenna reads your EasyPass transponder and automatically deducts the toll from your EasyPass account. There, you just saved money with EasyPass, all without slowing or receiving a notice in the mail. Well done, thrifty driver, well done. Get your EasyPass at DriveEasyMD.com.
Cumulus Podcast Network presents Useful Idiots, an informed and irreverent podcast with journalist Aaron Mate and podcast writer Katie Halper. Join Matt and Katie as they examine important news stories that have slipped through the cracks. Enjoy wherever you listen.
When your business information is missing or inconsistent across the internet, search engines won't find you, and customers won't either. Help ensure customers see you and not your competitors. Boost your findability. CumulusBoost.com. C-U-M-U-L-U-S Boost.com.
Cumulus Podcast Network presents Grilling JR with the voice of wrestling's Jim Ross. Join us every Thursday morning as Conrad Thompson, the godfather of wrestling, grills JR like you've never heard before, uncut and uncensored. Enjoy wherever you listen.
What happens when a liberal and conservative walk into a recording booth?
When I read your bio, I just thought you were a white man. I'm just like, that's exactly right. Because when you walked in the door and you stood up and introduced myself, I was like, oops, oops, oops.
All over America, strangers with different political views are coming together to talk about their lives, not politics, and discovering they actually have a lot in common. So let's talk for a change. Learn more at takeonesmallstep.org.
Hear that? That's the sound of saving money with EasyPass. Free transponders plus lower tolls make EasyPass the perfect holiday gift. Visit DriveEasyMD.com to get yours today.
Cumulus Podcast Network presents Inside of You with host Michael Rosenbaum, the bald dude from the show Smallville. Each week, Michael speaks with his friends, some of Hollywood's biggest names, and discovers they're not that different from us. Enjoy wherever you listen. Spend less and have more with Sweet Deals today. You can save 50% or more on extraordinary restaurant, product, and entertainment and travel deals. Now that's sweet. Go to SweetDeals.com now to take advantage of huge savings. That's SweetDeals.com.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, and we want to make it even better with $1,000 towards your winter wish list. Use it for holiday shopping, holiday travel, a Clark Griswold-style holiday display, or treat yourself. Enter this national contest on our website for a chance to fulfill your winter wish list.
Driving in Maryland? Did you know an easy pass from DriveEasyMD.com can save you time and money? Of course you did, because you are a thrifty driver. An antenna reads your EasyPass transponder and automatically deducts the toll from your EasyPass account. There, you just saved money with EasyPass, all without slowing or receiving a notice in the mail. Well done, thrifty driver, well done. Get your EasyPass at DriveEasyMD.com.
Sweet Deals has an offer that can't be beat. Get instant access to Microsoft Office Home plus Business for Windows or Mac for only $39.99. This is a lifetime license valued at $219, an 82% savings. Supply is limited, so don't delay. Get your sweet deal today at SweetDeals.com.
Cumulus Podcast Network presents Putting on the Airs. Join redneck comedians Trey Crowder and Corey Ryan Forrester, two good old Southern boys, as they learn about and analyze fancy people and their culture. Half redneck, half posh. 100% fun and entertaining. Enjoy wherever you listen.
Let's see. Something different for dinner. Searching restaurants near me.
Right here, ma'am. How can we help?
Gee, same old, same old.
Wait, we're right here, ma'am. Our restaurant's just a few blocks from you. Why is she not seeing us?
Back to the usual, I guess.
Ma'am, can you not see us?
Nope, they can't see you. Because you're buried deep in the list of local restaurants. You are invisible online. Introducing Cumulus Boost. Get a boost, get found, get on the map. Learn more at CumulusBoost.com.
Driving in Maryland? Did you know an easy pass from DriveEasyMD.com can save you time and money? Of course you did, because you are a thrifty driver. An antenna reads your easy pass transponder and automatically deducts the toll from your easy pass account. There, you just saved money with easy pass, all without slowing or receiving a notice in the mail. Well done, thrifty driver, well done. Get your easy pass at DriveEasyMD.com.
Cumulus Podcast Network presents the Believe family of podcasts covering the latest sports across all professional sports leagues and major college sports teams with current or former players hosting. Just search for BLEAV podcasts to find your favorite wherever you listen.
Sturm in the Center on the Reliant Air Conditioning White Elephant Day, along with Junes, Matty Beers, Sean Bass, Baldy, and Travis. Brought to you by Advanced Hair Restoration, The Diamond Factory, and Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Shout out to the player of the day, Simpson. Tomorrow, the Invasion will broadcast from the Merrydale Freedom Cup, benefiting Folds of Honor North Texas, brought to you by Rescue Air Heating and Plumbing. This tournament supports the Folds of Honor mission to provide educational scholarships to the children and spouses of fallen or disabled service members and first responders. To join the mission or donate today, visit northtexas.foldsofhonor.org. But right now, it is 2:43 on the Ticket.
Once again, the Ticket presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
I want closed borders. I want to own my guns. I don't want any rainbow fentanyl getting given to my kids.
That would be terrible.
Yeah, I don't like that either.
And now, here are your hosts, Sean Bass and David Mino.
And Tip Sheet, this is brought to you by
E.T.'s Market and Bakery and GiveMeTheVin.com bring you the ultimate athlete, country music star, or coworker, Greg Miller.
Greg.
Thank you, Tyler and Travis. And it is time for Why Today Doesn't Suck before we give way to the afternoon crew. Starting here around 3 o'clock for the Ticket's White Elephant Christmas gift to the P1s. It is Wednesday, December 4th, 2024. There are 27 days remaining in this year of our Lord.
Wow.
And on this day in history, in 1783, General George Washington said farewell to his Continental Army officers at Francis Tavern in New York.
Have you been to the tavern?
Is it a tavern?
Oh. Another glass of red wine.
They have mahogany tables at the tavern.
9 days after the last British soldiers left American soil, he told them that he would resign his military commission before traveling on to Mount Vernon. I've actually been to Francis Tavern.
Have you?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Got a little museum in there.
Oh.
On this day in 1956, Elvis Presley, Johnny Cash, Jerry Lee Lewis, and Carl Perkins, dubbed the Million Dollar Quartet, gathered for the first and only time for a jam session at Sun Records in Memphis.
Wow. And they did Elvira.
Did they?
Yep. Boom. No.
They did Elvira. Johnny Cash.
What did they do, I wonder? Hello. Anybody know?
It's a great question.
I'm Johnny Cash.
Beer for my horses?
Maybe. On this date in 2016, a North Carolina man armed with an assault rifle fired several shots inside a Washington, D.C. pizzeria as he attempted to investigate an online conspiracy theory that prominent Democrats were harboring child sex slaves at the restaurant. No one was hurt. The man surrendered to police and did 4 years in prison.
You know where he opened up that closet in the back room and there was nothing in there and he couldn't believe it?
Yeah.
What a moron.
I'd forgotten all about that. And on this date in 2018, long lines of mourners wound through the Capitol Rotunda to view the casket of former President George Herbert Walker Bush. It's been that long since we lost him.
Rich Dub.
On this day in...
We've got Bush.
Oh! Hey! We did it!
L4G. L4G.
Good to have you.
Thank you.
On this day in sports history, in 1945, Mr. Inside, Doc Blanchard of the Army, became the first junior to win the Heisman Trophy. He also became the only athlete to win both the Heisman and Sullivan Awards.
That's big time.
Mr. Inside.
Who doesn't want to be that?
I definitely learned Heisman's name today, like his first name. I had no idea his first name was John.
Really?
Until today.
I have no idea. John, why don't you go ahead and do it?
I thought you were doing a porn birthday at first.
To inform and entertain.
Yeah.
Russell Crowe played
and to be funny.
Do you guys know who Mr. Outside was?
Who was the inside name?
Doc Blanchard.
Outside. Bear Grylls.
Gosh.
Billy Crystal.
No. Glenn Davis.
Yeah.
Bear Grylls. I thought he was Big Baby.
Bear Grylls was a good guy.
That is also Big
Baby.
They
can't even beat me to it.
Saturday night.
In 1961, on this date, Syracuse running back Ernie Davis became the first African-American to be taken number one in the NFL draft after being selected by the Washington football team.
They were called the Washington football team all the way back then?
Yeah, can you believe that?
I'd forgotten about that.
Amazing.
I guess I didn't know we had the draft in December back then.
Yeah. They made a movie about him.
Was the regular season over at this point in football, and were we on to the playoffs back then?
In 61?
I'm sure
it was.
I don't think so, because the Ice Bowl was 12? New Year's Eve.
Yeah, but that was
the playoffs.
66, though.
Maybe they drafted before the
playoffs? Had the draft in season.
Weird.
That's weird.
That seems extra weird.
Could you use
when
a player
wild
then?
Card weekend? When was wild card weekend back then?
Super wild card.
I don't think that rolled around for a few more years.
They had the Wednesday. Peacock game. Yeah, the week before.
1977, Tony Dorsett became the third rookie to rush for more than 200 yards in a game with 206 and two touchdowns in a Cowboys win over Philadelphia. And in 1982, George's Herschel Walker won the Heisman, edging out John Elway of Stanford and SMU running back Eric Dickerson.
Now that's a trio.
Man,
that is a solid final three.
Did he give a speech as Herschel or someone else?
What?
He had like 27 personalities.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Okay. One of his personalities ran for office?
I thought that was a Rochester joke for a second.
No, that was a real question.
On this date in sports history in 1997, the NBA suspended Golden State Warriors guard Latrell Sprewell for 1 year after he attacked Warriors coach PJ Carlissimo 3 days earlier.
The choke.
He had it coming.
PJ had it coming.
That was... quite a sports talk topic.
Man, no kidding.
Did you call for his lifetime ban?
I think I called for PJ Carlissimo's lifetime ban.
Right. He had it coming.
Good work.
And in 2013, the NFL fined Steelers coach Mike Tomlin $100,000 for interfering with play against the Baltimore Ravens on Thanksgiving. Third quarter of the Ravens win. Jacoby Jones swerves to avoid colliding with Tomlin and is tackled after a 73-yard return that might have gone for a touchdown if not for the obstruction.
That's so wild.
Stuck his whole leg out pretty much.
It's incredible.
Got to wrap up.
Birthdays today. Turning 91 is the great game show host Wink Martindale. Tic-tac-toe.
He's a defensive coordinator, right?
Yeah.
Also that, two different guys, same name.
He outlived Barker, though.
Yes, he did.
He always said he would.
Bob Barker's dead?
Yeah.
Matt, sorry, this got broken to you today.
Oh, man, Matt's tearing up.
It's going to be okay.
They never let Frank.
Just watch Happy Gilmore.
Turning 87.
He'll host a game show.
He'll always live with you and Happy Gilmore.
Yeah.
Turning 87 today, Max Baer Jr., also known as Jethro from the Beverly Hillbillies. He's still with us.
The Ticket Zone?
Jethro Tull.
There's gold in them there hills.
The P1 Whack, I believe?
I think so.
That is wild, by the way.
What?
That they found oil in Beverly Hills?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Turning 75.
I didn't find it in Beverly Hills.
The noted actor, Jeff Bridges. From the Big Lebowski, among others.
Bo's kid.
brother?
The old man.
What was her dad's name?
Bo Bridges, yeah. And the kids are Jeff and...
Oh, yeah. They're
no,
from...
Bo's one of the kids. Lloyd was the dad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Lloyd Bridges and the kids are Jeff and Bo.
Airplane.
Turning 60, Marissa Tomei.
Oh, yeah.
Used to be hot.
Used to
still
be.
Hot.
Yeah, what did she win? Was that Best Supporting Actress for My Cousin Vinny?
Yep. And there was controversy around that, that that was a mistake. She didn't really win it.
That's right, yeah.
It was supposed to go to somebody else.
She deserved it, though.
Yep.
Turning 58, comedian Fred Armisen from SNL in Portlandia.
Funny.
Okay.
Turning 55, Jay-Z.
Oh, Matt, big day
yeah,
for
Yeah, what's his yes. top song?
Yeah, he does those songs, man. That's right, Travis.
It's your favorite and only rap song that you know.
I know, it's the...
Which one is it?
It's always Blueprint This.
I don't know why you asked
Blueprint
this.
That.
It's always Blueprint This.
No,
blueprint
it's not that.
It's the...
What is it?
New York.
Empire State
I
of
made
Mars.
It.
No,
that song?
You had like half of it, kind of, sort of.
Kind of.
The New York
like,
song.
Really, it's like 10%.
The New Whatever. York song? What is it then?
Empire State
Is it
of
not
mind.
The New York? Yeah. Yeah. Okay, that's what it is.
Yeah.
It reminds me of my favorite Chris Rock joke I think I've ever heard him tell. He said, Beyonce is so fine. She's the finest woman on earth. Beyonce is so fine that if she worked at McDonald's, Jay-Z would still marry her. Now, if Jay-Z worked at McDonald's...
That's true.
Tyra Banks is 51.
Okay. Man. Large.
And he just performed in town. Jelly Roll is 40 today.
Speaking of large.
Cumulus Cafe's own.
That's right. Sports birthdays.
Touché.
Turning 68, the great Bernard King.
Chris Knicks.
Christmas Day 60.
What was his nickname?
Was it 60?
Yeah, 60.
I didn't even think
the King.
Did he have one?
Well, Hall of Bernard. Famer.
Okay. He was part of the Ernie and Bernie show. Right?
Ernie
Grunfeld and Bernard
Ernie
King
Grunfeld.
In Tennessee.
Yeah, yeah. Right? Forgot about Ernie
making
Grunfeld.
That up?
I like Magic, name. Bird, and Bernard King. Hmm. Curtis Blow.
I love it.
The Hall of Famer Lee Smith is 67 today. Great Cubs reliever.
Closer.
Yeah.
Frank Reich is 63.
Frank Lloyd Reich.
The comeback. Tommy.
Yes.
Led Buffalo the largest Bills. Comeback ever, 32 points down.
And then a in college and coach. In the pros.
That's right, when he was at Maryland, mm-hmm. right? Sergey Bubka is 61. The greatest pole vaulter of all time, maybe?
Was.
Maybe the guy that, who's knocked off the pole this past
no.
week. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The French dude.
Maybe he wasn't the dong
with
pole vaulter.
Ivan Rodriguez?
Maybe. Maybe they trained together.
What is that? Like that guy now, that Anthony Amoriata.
Yeah, the LSU kid.
Wasn't he, didn't he break all of Sergey's
yeah.
records?
Yep.
LSU kid.
LSU kid. Jeff Blake, the former NFL quarterback, 54. Corliss Williamson, former NCAA most outstanding player in the
Arkansas.
Final Four for Arkansas, turns 51 today.
40 minutes of hell.
I love those teams.
He was a bad man. Mm-hmm. He was a bad man.
Was that 93, 94?
Yeah.
And Joe Thomas, the Hall of Fame tackle for the Browns.
Scotty.
40.
Skinny now, yeah.
Yeah, he lost like 150 pounds. He ate it.
Wasn't he fishing when he got drafted in the first round?
He probably. He's now a skinny Scotty.
Oh, I got to go. Three.
Why do you got to go?
More like
where are you going?
These the second show or the third show is just hovering
Two.
Behind.
Born on this day, now dead. And this is for Norm, General Francisco Franco, ruler of Spain
yes.
for 40 years, and worked into Norm punchlines daily.
Yes. Yes.
And he's still dead.
Mostly the dead body of
yes.
Generalissimo Francisco Franco.
Also born on this day, now dead, Pappy Boyington, the U.S. Marine Corps fighter pilot who led the Black Sheep Squadron.
He landed it right on the Potomac.
That heroic act, and Robert Blake played him before he killed Bonnie Lee Bakley. And dead on this day, now dead, in 306 AD, St. Barbara was beheaded, and Frank Zappa died on this day in 1993.
And now he has a lighter.
And that is why today Three, doesn't suck.
Two.
There's also a hop called Zappa.
Baffalation. It has three cars to give away.
in the 24th annual CrestCars.com Normathon Car Raffle.
That's great.
Drive away in a 2024 Cadillac CT4 Lux, an Infiniti QX50 Lux, or a Volvo XC40 B5 from the Crest family of dealerships.
Ram away, baby.
Go to theticket.com to buy a ticket and help raise money for the Austin Street Center. The raffle is limited, but with three vehicles on the block, your chances of winning are three times as good. Tune in to the Normathon on December 26th to hear if you win. Brought to you by Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Driving in Maryland? Did you know an easy pass from DriveEasyMD.com can save you time and money? Of course you did, because you are a thrifty driver. An antenna reads your easy pass transponder and automatically deducts the toll from your easy pass account. There, you just saved money with Easy Pass, all without slowing or receiving a notice in the mail. Well done, thrifty driver, well done. Get your Easy Pass at DriveEasyMD.com.
Cumulus Podcast Network presents Useful Idiots, an informed and irreverent podcast with journalist Aaron Mate and podcast writer Katie Halper. Join Matt and Katie as they examine important news stories that have slipped through the cracks. Enjoy wherever you listen.
When your business information is missing or inconsistent across the internet, search engines won't find you, and customers won't either. Help ensure customers see you and not your competitors. Boost your findability. CumulusBoost.com. CumulusBoost.com.
No, you don't need to buy oversized pants if you want to earn more money. Just listen to Bigger Pockets.
Because it's really just kind of a little bit of a cheat code.
The money-making podcast that has something for everyone. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Are you exhausted by our political divisions?
The climate that we're operating under has everyone on the defensive.
A lot of people wouldn't even think we should be here talking to each other, but I'm sorry, I disagree.
One small step brings two people with different beliefs together. Not to debate politics, but to talk about their lives. Join us at takeonesmallstep.org, because even if we don't see eye to eye, we can still talk heart to heart.
Hear that? That's the sound of saving money with Easy Pass. Free transponders plus lower tolls make Easy Pass the perfect holiday gift. Visit DriveEZMD.com to get yours today.
Cumulus Podcast Network presents the Jim Rome Podcast, calling all clones. Jim has new content for you each week, including fresh interviews with the biggest names in sports. Enjoy wherever you listen.
Sweet Deals has an offer that can't be beat. Get instant access to Microsoft Office Home plus Business for Windows or Mac for only $39.99. This is a lifetime license valued at $219, an 82% savings. Supply is limited, so don't delay. Get your sweet deal today at sweetdeals.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of saving money with Easy Pass. Free transponders plus lower tolls make Easy Pass the perfect holiday gift. Visit DriveEZMD.com to get yours today.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. What comes to mind when you hear the word gratitude? Maybe it's a daily practice, or maybe it feels hard to be grateful right now. Don't forget to give yourself some thanks by investing in your well-being. BetterHelp is the largest online therapy provider in the world, connecting you to qualified professionals via phone, video, or message chat. Let the gratitude flow. Visit BetterHelp, HELP.com/allstar today to get 10% off your first month.
Hey, it's Joe Montana. I'm here to spread the word about pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease, or IPD. If you're 50 or older, you're at increased risk, and vaccination is now CDC recommended. So what's the game plan? a strong defense. Pneumococcal pneumonia and IPD can be serious. So don't wait to help protect yourself. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist about vaccination and schedule today at VaxAssist.com. That's VaxAssist.com.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? So you've got an oil change coming up. You can go farther and save on full synthetic with our oil change special. Right now, you can get 5 quarts of Valvoline Advanced Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for just $33.99. Get the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
What would you do if your online store converted 36% more shoppers? You could take 36% more vacation.
Another pina colada?
Yes, please.
Open a new retail location with 36% more square feet.
Fantastic.
Hire 36% more help.
You're hired and you're hired.
Shopify has the world's best converting checkout, up to 36% better than other e-commerce platforms. What you do with those extra sales is up to you. Switch to Shopify today at shopify.com/Westwood1 and get a $1 trial. Shopify.com/Westwood1.
The Ticket Ticker.
This ticket brought to you by McShann Floss and Deep Ellen Brewing Company's Dallas Blonde. It'll be gas tomorrow in the NFL, all 10 teams cutting a rug. The Boston Yanks looking to ground the Philadelphia Eagles, Chicago Cardinals dueling those crumbs, the Green Bay Packers. It's a battle of big animals, the Chicago Bears and Detroit Lions, two Titans of the East squaring off in the New York Giants and Pittsburgh Steelers, and an interconference showdown between the Los Angeles Rams and Washington football team. Don't forget the All-American Football Conference also giving it a whirl tonight. A real snooze as 5-8 New York Yankees go to town against the 1-12 Chicago Rockets. And, of course, a real swell contest in the Basketball Association of America last night. The Washington Capitals beat the Providence Steamrollers 66-61. Washington, the Cats meow right now, undefeated at 14-0 thanks to the trio of Cleggie Hermson, Dick O'Keefe, and Bones McKinney. This ticker also a service of those Texas Rangers.
Register to become a Rangers Insider now to get early access to single-game tickets before they go on sale this Friday. It's free to sign up at Rangers.com. Offer excludes opening day.
It's not our usual lineup, so expect the unexpected all day today during the Reliant Air Conditioning White Elephant Day. Brought to you by Advanced Hair Restoration, the Diamond Factory, and Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Okay, we are done. The midday shift is over. Ticket White Elephant. We had a great time. Thanks to the crew, Bob and Sean and Matt.
Thank you, Junes.
Ryan and Travis. Had a lot of fun. And now we give way to the afternoon crew, as voted by the P1s. They wanted to hear this. George, David, Davey, Kevin, and Deddy. Hi, guys.
Hey, hey.
Hello.
Welcome to the studio. Have you guys been here
Happy
before?
Happy White
it
Christmas.
It looks familiar.
You just plug your headphones in right over there, and then a little volume.
Is this how dark you have it during the hard line?
Yeah, I think generally. I think we try to go darker, don't we?
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
It's really dark, but it's not bad, I guess.
Are you guys reading in here? Like